First, Happy New Year to all. It's me, Letitia, back, and I have a few things to get off my chest. Stomach, thighs, and where? Back there, too. Let me be very honest with you. I didn't realize that this was as big a problem until I started to write about it. The truth is, I was always this chunky, cute little kid. That is after I got back from Philadelphia for the summer. Another long, emotional story about my childhood and an entirely different article. Now, when I say chunky, I wore size 11, 12, 13 for as long as I remember. By no means was I the original Star Jones, but I certainly was not her new bobblehead skinny post-surgery twin either. That brings us to today, 2008. I'm searching around the internet for dating overweight, and damn, it is rough for the big folks out there. Which strikes me funny because according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control, over 39.8 million American adults are overweight. Let me break that down even further. Over 57%, and in some studies, as much as 67% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. No wonder every time I turn on the TV, there's an ad for Jenny Craig or some miracle fat be gone pill. There seems to be yet another double standard when it comes to the sexes. I mean, men can have love handles, extra cushion for the pushing, or a spare tire. But on a woman, it's just plain fat. We see far more guys with their beer bellies and a pair of swim trunks than we ever see a big girl in a bikini. Right now, I want to talk about attitudes towards dating someone that is overweight. There isn't a person on this site or any other that understands, as I do, the importance of personal preference. I get it. What I don't get is how people can use their personal preference as an explanation or excuse for being mean, vain, stereotypical, or shallow when attempting to date online. Example, the other night, I'm checking my email, minding my own business, and up pops the little message box, "Do you want to chat?" Sure, why not? After no more than two lines of, "Hey, you woman, me man," he asked, "So, what are your measurements?" Really? Are you kidding me? Do you want to know my sign, too? I get that my pic on my profile is very enigmatic, and it's done on purpose. However, if you read my profile, you'll see that I'm in a relationship and only here for friendships and research. Why then, if you have read my profile, is it important to know what my measurements are? Or as Mr. Sexy Perfect Man with a fake model picture on his profile asked, I mean, are you big, fat, what? So I send him my picture. After another couple of minutes of him telling me how hot I am, I've already decided that this guy is a complete jerk and worthy of me wasting a little quality time on. What then happens is that I allow him to get all hot and bothered because he didn't take the time to read my profile. I abruptly end the chat with, "Well, good luck finding what you're looking for. Bye-bye." I really do get that there are people that are looking for a physical relationship only, that there are those that want more than that. However, attraction is a major factor in every relationship. It's even harder on the internet because initially you can't be sure what or who you're really getting. What disturbs me is the attitude. The, "I dare you, big fat person, for trying to find someone. You're wasting your and my time." No one cares that you're smart, financially secure, well-educated, committed, and true. You are fat. Ew. Now, dare I step out and take a shot at being called sexist, but it's mostly guys that do it. Why is that? What, women don't care who they date? Someone tell me, please, how do you get your point across and explain your preference without demeaning someone in the process? Not that there hasn't been times when I thought about changing my profile to read, "All short, balding guys with a small penis and hasn't read a book since high school need not apply." Oscar Wilde said, "No object is so beautiful that under certain conditions, it will not look ugly." Letitia says, "Ugly is as ugly does. Don't do ugly. You are far too beautiful for that."